Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Patience is a virtue that is often easier said than done. It's natural for us to want things to happen quickly and on our own timeline. However, as Christians, we are called to be patient and to trust in God's timing and plan for our lives. In today's message, we will explore the reality of patience, looking at biblical examples and teachings that show us how we can cultivate this important virtue in our own lives, and also examine practical tips that can help us grow in patience and trust in God's goodness and faithfulness. May this devotional inspire and encourage us to persevere in our faith, even when the road is difficult. Again, the topic is the reality of patience, and our Bible text is from Romans chapter 8 verse 25.
Romans chapter 8 verse 25, but if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently.
Patience is an essential aspect of our spiritual journey as Christians. It is not only a fruit of the Holy Spirit but also a virtue that is necessary for our growth and maturity in the faith. Patience is a character trait that enables us to endure difficulties and trials with perseverance, fortitude, and steadfastness. Today, as a believer, do have patience in dealing with life. How much has your patience helped your spiritual journey? As we walk through life, we will encounter many challenges that will require us to exercise patience. These trials may come in different forms, such as sickness, financial difficulties, relational issues, or spiritual battles. Whatever the case may be, patience is necessary if we want to overcome and emerge victorious from these situations. The Bible has much to say about patience, and it provides us with several examples of individuals who demonstrated patience in the face of adversity. One of the most prominent examples is Job. Job was a man who experienced severe loss and suffering, yet he remained patient and steadfast in his faith. He declared in Job chapter 1 verse 21, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Another example of patience is found in the life of Joseph. Joseph was sold into slavery by his own brothers, but he trusted in God's plan and remained patient throughout his ordeal. He eventually rose to a position of power in Egypt and was able to help his family during a time of famine. In Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, Joseph said to his brothers, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive, as they are today." In both of these examples, we see that patience is not simply a matter of waiting for something to happen, but it is a matter of trusting in God's sovereignty and faithfulness. We must learn to wait on God and trust in His perfect timing, even when our circumstances seem dire. The Apostle Paul also wrote extensively about patience in his letters to the early Christian churches. He emphasized the importance of endurance and steadfastness in the face of trials, and he encouraged believers to persevere in their faith. In his letter to the church at Rome, in Romans chapter 5 verses 3-4, he wrote, "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope." Paul understood that patience is not simply a passive trait, but it is an active one that requires us to endure and persevere through difficult circumstances. He also recognized that patience produces character and hope, which are essential for our spiritual growth and maturity. In addition to the examples and teachings of the Bible, we can also find inspiration for patience in the lives of other believers. There are countless stories of men and women who have endured great trials and hardships with patience and perseverance. These stories remind us that we are not alone in our struggles, and they encourage us to trust in God's faithfulness and goodness. One such story is that of Corrie ten Boom. Corrie was a Dutch Christian who, along with her family, helped to hide Jews during the Holocaust. Eventually, she and her family were discovered and sent to a concentration camp. Despite the horrors she endured, Cori remained steadfast in her faith and continued to trust in God's plan for her life. She later wrote, "I have learned that in every circumstance that comes my way, I can choose to respond in one of two ways. I can whine or I can worship. And I choose to worship." Cori's story is a powerful reminder that even in the darkest of circumstances, we can choose to trust in God and worship Him. We can choose to have patience and endurance, knowing that God is with us and that He is working all things together for our good. Romans chapter 8 verse 28. Another example is the life of Joni Erickson Tada. Joni was a vibrant teenager who was paralyzed from the neck down after a diving accident. Despite this devastating injury, Joni learned to trust in God's plan and purpose for her life. She has since become an advocate for people with disabilities and has inspired countless individuals with her message of hope and perseverance. Joni once said, "God permits what He hates to accomplish what He loves." Joni's story is a powerful testimony to the fact that God can use even the most difficult circumstances to accomplish His purposes. Through her patience and perseverance, Joni has touched countless lives and has been a shining example of faith and hope in the midst of suffering. As we consider these examples and teachings, we can see that patience is not simply a matter of waiting for something to happen. It is an active virtue that requires us to trust in God's sovereignty, endurance through trials, and perseverance in faith. Patience is not easy, but it is essential if we want to grow in our faith and become the people God has called us to be. So how can we cultivate patience in our own lives? Here are a few practical tips. 1. Spend time in prayer and meditation. Take time each day to pray and meditate on God's Word. This will help you to focus on God's goodness and faithfulness, and it will give you the strength you need to endure difficult circumstances. 2. Trust in God's sovereignty. Remember that God is in control, and He has a plan for your life. Trust in His goodness and faithfulness, even when you don't understand what He is doing. 3. Practice gratitude. Cultivate a spirit of gratitude by focusing on the blessings in your life. This will help you to stay positive and hopeful, even in difficult circumstances. 4. Seek the support of others. Surround yourself with people who will encourage you and lift you up during difficult times. Lean on your friends, family, and fellow believers for support and encouragement. 5. Persevere in faith. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus and continue to persevere in your faith, even when the road is difficult. Remember that God is with you, and He will give you the strength you need to endure. In conclusion, the reality of patience is an essential aspect of our spiritual journey as Christians. It is not simply a matter of waiting for something to happen, but it is an active virtue that requires us to trust in God's sovereignty, endure through trials, and persevere in faith. Patience is not easy, but it is necessary if we want to grow in our faith and become the people God has called us to be. May we all seek to cultivate patience in our own lives, trusting in God's goodness and faithfulness as we persevere through the trials and difficulties of life. As we go today, ask yourself these questions. Do I trust in God's sovereignty even when I don't understand what He is doing? Do I persevere in faith, even when the road is difficult? Do I seek the support of others and practice gratitude in all circumstances? Examine your life and see if there are areas where you need to cultivate patience. Perhaps you are struggling with waiting for an answer to prayer or dealing with a difficult situation. Seek God's guidance and strength today, and ask for the support of others. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You today with grateful hearts, thanking You for Your love, mercy, and grace. We thank You for the gift of patience, and for the ways in which it helps us to grow in our faith and become the people You have called us to be. As we explore the reality of patience today, we ask that You would open our hearts and minds to Your Word. Help us to see the importance of patience in our Christian walk, and to learn practical ways to cultivate patience in our own lives. Thank You for Your presence with us always, and for Your love that never fails. We give You all the praise and glory, now and forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 33 and chapter 34. And for the evening, Luke chapter 1 verse 26 to 55. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.